Hello and welcome to this week's Nothing Ventured Primer with me, Arish Shah. Today, I am really excited to have with me Emmy Faust. Emmy is a 3 times exited founder, angel investor, and founder of Female Founders Rise. I am really pleased to have you with me here today. Emmy, how are you going?
I'm really good, thanks. Really good today, actually. Been doing Pilates this morning, so I'm feeling good.
Amazing. That sounds incredible. I've had a bit of a walk myself. Listen, for the primer, we're going to jump right in. It would be great to understand a bit about your background for our listeners. And if you could tell us on the genesis of Female Founders Rise and why you're angel investing.
Okay, loads of questions in one go. So let me try and remember them. My name is Emmy Faust and I'm a mum of four. I often say that first because I think that's like probably the most challenging and exciting part of my life. I am a serial exited founder. So I set up my first business when I was 25 with my business partner, Ed. And we went on to set up lots of different businesses in the media marketing sort of tech space. We also went on Dragon's Den. We secured the largest ever investment at the time of £200,000 with Theo Pifitis. That business failed, but while that business failed, we were doing lots of other exciting things, and we ended up exiting two of the businesses. Another business, we made a lot of money, made him over £1 million net profit in a year, and then once I'd sort of done all that, had a very short stint at Google for 6 weeks, decided that that wasn't for me, and then did consultancy. And I've been consulting for about the last 8 years and doing various advisory roles. But to cut a very long story short, fell out of love with consultancy last summer and decided I was going to follow my passions. So since the summer, I've done, I think, about 12 or 13 investments in female founders. Some quite small as part of a collective and some a bit larger. So anything from sort of 1.5, 2 grand up to about 11 or 12 grand, depending on the business and how I've invested. Basically set up Female Founders Rise. So I always had this idea that there needs to be the sort of go-to resource for female founders where they can find everything. It's like a trusted resource and everything they need to know about setting up and growing a business would be there. So I set that up in September and we've now got over 1,300 members and I'm loving it.
Amazing.
And I'm happy.
And can I ask you about your angel investments? What stage do you invest at? Are there any verticals that you prefer? What is your thesis and how do you look at your angel investing?
Well, it's super interesting because I'd never heard that word thesis until I explored getting into VC. So historically, I've always invested in founders that I've had a connection with where I really loved their product or their idea. Often it's been in a sort of impact-led impact space. So for example, if I'm thinking who I've invested in, Seep, who do amazing sort of sustainable, eco-friendly cleaning, you know, scrubs and brushes and stuff like that. And then also investing in areas where I've either got a knowledge or I'm really interested. Sometimes I don't have a knowledge, but I want the knowledge. So for example, I've invested in a robotics firm, which is run by this female founder, because I literally know nothing about it. But I feel like if I invest in it, I'm going to educate myself. And also I've just about to do an investment in a sort of physical digital metaverse project.
That is incredible. And I love the idea of investing to learn. I think that's an incredible way of, gaining that information, that knowledge over time. Emmy, thank you so much. We're going to get right into the detail in the main podcast. It's really great to have you here with us today.
Thank you. I'm excited.